Welcome to the Sydney Quaddy Podcast. Simon Harrison with you this week, and Nick Ashman filling in for Paul Joyce. Nick, he's been tipping up a storm on Formline and for us here on Sky Sports Radio. Nick, good afternoon to you.
No pressure there, Simon, but good afternoon. How are we?
Very well, thanks. Now, just having a look at Rose Hill this Saturday, as we do the podcast at 12:30 on a Thursday afternoon. The tracks are soft 7, but they're tipping fine conditions for the next few days.
Yeah, fairly breezy outside, nice bit of sun, so it's about as good a drying conditions, I think, as you can get in the depths of winter, isn't it?
Hopefully we can get back to the good range for Saturday. We'll keep the fingers crossed. Anyway, yeah, let's run through it. Race 6 is the first leg of the Quaddy, Nick. The McGrath Estate Agents played over 1,400 for three-year-olds. At this stage, there's a field of 12 with no early scratchings.
Yeah, look, I've thought Where Sure, number 3, might be the horse to beat here. Better than each way odds for Peter and Paul Snowden. Trialled fairly quiet ahead of its first up run at Beaumont, where it did a really good job to win running away from them over 1,300 metres. They went straight down to Flemington for a stakes race. It wasn't disgraced there, beaten less than 2 lengths, Simon, and just comes back up to Sydney now for this race. I thought it was pretty well placed, third up, just about ready to peak. Nothing wrong with Pioneering flying at the moment. I've actually just spoke with Chris Waller a few minutes before we did this, and he said, look, the reason why the horse or she's backing up is simply because he thinks it's such a suitable race, and under ratings conditions, she'd be carrying 61 kilos. So my numbers in the race are 3, 1, 8 and 10. I did think Zorn Koenig, the Snowden stablemate, nice progressive type with the Zabil blood in him. And D9L was pretty unlucky last week. Missed a start, hunted up, sat fourth, one off the rail and looked all over a winner by the last couple of strides. So for the first leg, Simon, we'll go with the numbers 1, 3, 8 and 10.
Okay, then. 1, 3, 8 and 10 in the first leg. Now, race 7, the second leg, the Listed Winter Challenge, 1,500 the trip, and there's no early scratchings, a field of 10.
Yeah, look, the big query is will Oxford Poet get his own way in front? It doesn't look to be a stack of pace in the race now that horses like Himalaya Dream are going back in their races, and look, Tales of Grimm and Mare Nostro can push forward, but I thought he might be able to dictate in front again here. I think the rail coming out 3 metres just plays in his favour a little bit more. Just means the on-pacers get their chance even better than they did at the last meeting when the rail was in the true position. So I've stuck with him, Oxford Poet. I thought Mare Nostro, he's a horse that's sort of been a bit unlucky at a couple of recent starts, and he's the kind of horse that if you let him get under your guard, he'll knock you out of the Quaddy, Simon. So we better chuck him in. Zinzan Eddie did everything right first up. He's one horse that won't appreciate the drying conditions, but I think he's got to go into your numbers. And Allegria is a great fresh horse. She'll be hard to beat down on the limit for John O'Shea and Brett Nadella. So my numbers there are 3, 6, 7 and 8, Tom.
3, 6, 7, 8 in the second leg. Now across to race 8, the third leg, the tab.com.au handicap. 1,350 the distance, and there's no early scratchings, a field of 12.
Yeah, look, a bit of value in this race, I think, Simon. It will be interesting to see what Super Tyne Coon does for Greg McFarlane. Stable's having a great run, and this horse has certainly been their headline horse. But I'm with one of the bit of odds here, number 10, Bold Circle, for David Payne and Deanne Pena. After Pena's claim comes in at 52 kilos, I'm going off its run 3 starts back, Simon, which was basically first up at Rose Hill over the 1350. Finished third, beaten 1.7 lengths behind Abenaco, who, of course, is in this race on Saturday. Well, I think if you go off that run, and if you have a look through the horse's track and distance stats, it looks pretty ordinary, 5 starts with just that one placing. But there's been some handy runs against some decent horses where it has been beaten too far. It's 2 runs since that first up run have only been fair on a soft and heavy track. But I do think now coming back to the 1350, after going up to 15 and 1600 metres, we might get something out of this horse at a big price, Simon. For second, I thought McCreary comes back in trip, another one. Speaking to Chris Wall, he doesn't think it'll suit the horse, but he has put the blinkers on. There's a little bit of upside to this horse, a little bit of class about him. I did think Abenaco has to go into your numbers. And Slate on Edge, Brett Thompson's done a great job with this horse over the past couple of years. And after the claim gets in with 58.5 kilos, and look, if class counts for anything, this horse will be in it for a long way.
So, one...
Ten, 4, 6 and 1, or 1, 4, 6 and 10, I should say.
Okay, so 1, 4, 6, 10 to go into the third leg. And race 9, the last, is the New South Wales Racehorse Owners Association Trophy. This one's over 1,100, and the early scratchings are 8, Don't Tease Me, and 16, Worldly Impact.
Yeah, Worldly Impact goes around today at Gosford. Sneaky chance there, too, at each way odds. But going to keep it pretty skinny here in the last leg. I do concede that there are a few chances, but there's two horses of interest to me, both with what I think is a fair bit of upside, and both have semi-proven themselves already in this type of grade. One is Coolcraft. I've seen a bit of him out at Randwick. Was with James Cummings, now with Brenda Markle. Returns here first up off a long, long break. This is a horse that's eligible for Class 1 races. And if a provincial trainer of Glenda Markle's capabilities is bringing him to town first up with no trials, I'm tipping he's done plenty at home, Simon. So I think he's a horse that we've got to put in. Hugh Bowman's been booked for the ride. Everything says to me that he's flying at home, and I've got him on top. The other horse, of course, is Cheeky Babe, who I'm pretty sure will start favourite for the race. David Pfeiffer, Tommy Berry combined. She's been scratched a million and one times lately because of the wet tracks. They're desperate to see a drier surface. They're going to get that here, and I think she's the only other chance in the race. So my numbers in the last, sorry there, Simon, is 4 and 10.
Okay, so 4 and 10 in the last. So 4 by 4 by 4 by 2, what's that, $64 for 50%?
Yeah, $64 for 50%, or if you just want to have 50 bucks on the Flexi Trifecta at tab.com.au, it'll get you a tick under 40% of the dividend.
Tab jackpots this weekend, there is a $50,000 Big Six jackpot as well. Was there anything else on the card that that you like just as a one-out bet, Nick?
Look, just having a look through the form, I thought perhaps earlier in the day in the Tab Highway plate, Hassan Shout, Chris Haywood and Nick Haywood teaming up with this horse. I just thought, coming up to the 1,500 metres, fourth up, I think this thing's ready to peak, and I reckon he's around the $21 mark. I don't have the prices in front of me, but I think he's a pretty big price, this horse, and going if he replicates any of his runs in his last preparation, I think he'll be right in the finish of the Tab Highway plate.
Okay, so that's Hassan Shout there in race 3.
Race 3, number 2, yeah, I think he's around the 20-1 mark. So
beautiful.
God willing.
Get on early. Thanks very much for your help this week with the Quaddie podcast, Nick, and we'll keep the fingers crossed and hopefully nail it.
Great. Thanks, Simon. Fingers crossed.